Blog Talk Radio.
Exodus 20 and 8. Masoretic Hebrew. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat. Le Kaddisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Le Kaddisho. To keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat. Le Kaddisho. Remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kaddisho.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars thing go soft, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass. When I pay the stop, and world war kick off. And more life a loss. We make more price a cost. We make more rifle blast. From 2 to 40 acre and jackass. Holiday. And them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
On a day, a break from separation. You find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your
trespass against us.
them don't know what they do. Big out to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
Satan, and them a vipers and vagabond. Me say me living on the belly of the beast of Babylon. Me a fit out like a lion. Me a go take the long road up the River Jordan. Me a fit reach Mount Zion. And me say in my father's house there are many mansions. In only York of the covenant. You must tell him, you must tell him. I must tell him, I beg you forgive me. Master God, may I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Only you must tell me, I beg you forgive me. Master God, may I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Forgive me, Jenna. Cause if a sin is against you only. Only you must come and say, man to man is living unjustly. So man, we can't trust nobody. And if we got trouble, trouble, trouble come, trouble we. Me never found a me enemy. I know the wicked, them a perplex with tranquility. But that's a simple atrocity. Cause I always been living in a adversity. But this sin don't go break me. Let him without sin come find me guilty. That I'm a judge and me jury. And some a call me bad and some a say me crazy. But them accusing me wrongly. I'm the heavenly father, the almighty. And him a guide and protect me. I'ma tell him, I'ma tell him. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Yes, Mr. Jaja, are you alone? Are we guide and say? Wanna hear me? How we die rather than I stop? Jaja, comfort we. And I will never leave you lonely. I'm a stand up in this world, it's impossible to do. Him are the key to eternity. And him with infantile and him with one fancy. Him are the highest supremacy. Said that the work miracle and create history. Me know me read it in the prophecy. Them said him walk with the cross down to Calvary. A sacrifice to forgive away. Say so wanna love one God and me say one destiny. That are the truthful prophecy. I'ma tell him, I'ma tell him. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. I'm Mr. Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Say my cause no longer death that strive with me and fight against it and fight against me. Take hold of that shield and buckle and stand up for my head. That fear stand against them that persecute me. They are trying my soul, I am thy salvation. Me lion, every hour and day I will always say. You got to hear with this in our last day. And it's a sound that come and don't will lead away.
Amen. Forgive us of all trespasses. We forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Selah. excellent designing of Jah and all this.
Greetings to everyone locked into Spiritual Vibrations with Jade and Rockin' Rocco for a non-stop reggae and dub. Run the first one, Rocco. Jah help us.
Nations, rising against nations. Oh. Brothers, killing brothers. Maybe the end has come. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, Lord,
forgive us our trespasses. Lord, what do one of them that do it against us? Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing your praises to Jah. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do one of them that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing all your praises to Jah, 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 help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Jah, help us.
Welcome to all listeners worldwide.
No man really knows the way. all around,
round, round.
Where is Jah? Where is Jah? Jah is here.
Money make the mare gallop. Here and there, she's doing things as if she doesn't care. for the dub wise.
From Manuel T and Fire Chief, but first this, give thanks and praises.
Praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Hail him. Heal him. Heal Jah. Almighty I. Heal Selassie, Rastafari.
Jah is Amachai.
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 Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. To all conscious people, I hope you are listening. Not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, let them hear. To them that have eyes, let them see. They know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Let them that hate Jah now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away. Jah Jah. Rastafari, Selassie.
Selassie, Rastafari. Jah is Amachai.
Jai, Her Selassie Rastafari.
Jai, Samajai,
Her Selassie Rastafari.
Jai, Samajai,
Her Selassie Rastafari.
Jai, Samajai,
King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Jai, Samajai,
King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Jai, Samajai,
the conquering lion of tribe of Judah.
Jai, Samajai,
the conquering lion of tribe of Judah.
Jai, Samajai,
Her Selassie Rastafari.
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 Yes, give thanks and praises.
Today's daily song, we have song time according to the royal horde of Ethiopian heathen.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment, accepting the hardest of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, but he who trusts in the Most High, by his death Jah will always abide. Jah love it surround me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for another day. Thank you for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent they give me, for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you show up on my jaw. Jaja, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment, accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his side I will always abide. Judge your love, it's around me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life stumble and fall. Make me wiser than the man I already am. Thanks to another day. Thanks to the obstacles you're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent where you give me stuff to open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing that you show up on me, Jah. Jah, Jah, your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can. On my journey, if I should stumble, stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah, and in life, on my journey, if I should stumble, stumble and fall, and make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can.
Yes. Shabbat shalom, Sendet Salam, fam. Right here for Shabbat Ha'azinu, and this is the Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of the Return. In the context of that return, that repentance here before the Yom HaKippurim, here in the season. So it's like a double Sabbath in the sense of it's this Ha'azinu, Torah portion, reading and feeding the 53rd, and as well as being the Shabbat before, right before the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. That was emblem right there on the contagious rhythm with the serenity prayer. And here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 67, which very interestingly enough has an adaptation of the Berkat Kohanim, of the priestly blessing. Sima, Shema Yisrael, here, contagious rhythm.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Selah. Yes, I. Yes, I. Give thanks. Give thanks. I got that comment by one of I and I, you know, viewers right there, the biological son of Yah. Yes, yes. Going to reason on that as well. Just acknowledging it right here, here, here. Here, just by the fires, the change of season, the weather, you know. Here, we're in the change of times and season here at the end of the year. Here for the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, is coming forward. But let's get into this one right here, here, here. What we have here is Psalm 67. And 67, it resonates with the reason for the season. We have this Ha'azinu giving ear, the song of Moshe coming forward. Also a reason concerning the song of Moses, as well as from the prophet Samuel, Shemuel, in 2 Samuel chapter 22, we have David, Dawid's, his song of thanksgiving, Ha'azinu, giving ear. Listen to this. The heavens are listening to this. So right here, let's write up an overview of today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 67, this Tehillim. Right, this praise, eyes is a...
Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here... After the order of Malachia Tzedek, we have Mizmor, Mizmor Samek Zain, Samek Zain. We have Psalm LXVII, Psalm 67, Samek, Samek Zain. Lam Natsayach Bina Ginot, Bin Ginot, Bin Ginot, or Bi Niginot, Bi Niginot, sound like Bin Ginot, right? The Bingi. Yes, I. So here we have Psalm 67. The 67th Psalm of David. It's a universal praise. Universal Isis, Miskana, Torda, praise of Ha'elohim, of the true good, the true God. So a couple of first words right here on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. And right here we have this beautiful psalm, Idiful Psalm. Psalm 67. Let's just bring up the KJV for a couple of first words here. So we have a psalm of seven verses, Psalm 67, to the chief musician on Neginot. You have Neginot in the Hebrew. We have Binginot, Biniginot, Biniginot, Binginot, a psalm or song. So now the Niginot or the Neginot, Neginot, Biniginot, Binginot is the stringed instruments. Or stringed music, just with a superscription right there. And here we have a mizmor, a shir, mizmor, a chant, a vocal intonation, a shir, shir, a song, a chant, a vocal intonation. So let's get a couple of first words right here, just a build on today's daily psalm. Here from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Hebrew Psalter. Couple of first words right here. It's singing the universal praise of Elohim, a universal praise of the true good, of the true God. It is usual to connect this psalm with LXV. It is a usual practice to connect today's daily psalm, the Samech Zain psalm, the 67th psalm, with LXV, with the 65th psalm, the 65th psalm. As a hymn of thanksgiving, as a hymn of thanks and praise, a hymn of Torah, a hymn of Miskana, for an abundant harvest, which followed soon after the victory over Assyria, the victory over Assyria. But the mention of the earth's produce, if it is to be so understood, is limited to a phrase in verse 6. There's a phrase in verse 6, the earth hath yielded her increase. May God, may the true good, our own God, bless us. Yebarkeinu Elohim Eloheinu. May Elohim, even I and I own Elohim. May he bless, may he prosper, I and I. So there's the connection, right? But the first part of the verse, Aretz, Aretz, Natana, 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 Yebulaha, Yebulaha, Yebulaha. Yibulah, yibulaha, yibulaha, ha, her, her increase. The earth hath yielded her increase. So if we are to understand today's daily psalm, the Samech Zain psalm, as connected with the harvest, it's because of the mention of the earth's produce that we have, somewhat limited to a phrase, and this phrase here in verse 6. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and Elohim even, Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, Yebarkeinu, Yebarkeinu, he will bless I and I, he will bless us. Now the main theme is the summons. The main theme of today's daily psalm is the summons or the call. The summons, a.k.a. also the call to all the peoples, all the nationalities, all the ethnicities, to the peoples, the peoples, the peoples, the peoples of the earthly plane, to pay homage to Elohim, to the true good, to the true God. In the Judaic Kaddish, the Kedaseh, the liturgy, the divine service, the Mizmor, the psalm, today's daily psalm 67, psalm 67, is appointed for recital. It's appointed for recital at the termination of HaShabbat. So this also is a psalm, and hopefully we can also ride up with that as well. And this psalm here, as we move forward, getting a better groundation, because in the Royal Amharic with the Yemekar Gizeh, Mekar, Mekar, Yemekar, Yemekar Gizeh, the harvest time Ezmor, harvest time psalm, especially in the season, the reason for the season, right? So here we have inculcated the fine lesson, the Timharit, the teaching. What is the teaching? Here again we have the note struck of the working week, or the 6 days, right? 6 days shall I and I do all I and I work in the Shabbat. So here in today's daily psalm, we have the note being struck of the working week and the inclusion in the Judaic, Yehudi, right? Even we, the black Jews, divine liturgy and service, the psalm being appointed for the recital at the termination of HaShabbat. The note struck of the working week, the 6 days, with its hopes, the expectations of prosperity. But with the psalmist, prosperity, it lifts the eye from the earth, the earthly plane, to the Shammai, Shammai, the Shamayim, HaShamayim, to the heavens. And so this Mizmor is a prayer for salvation, Yeshua, Yeshuot, for the salvation, the victory, the victories in the widest sense. And not only for Yisrael, not only for the man who sees the true good, the true God only, but for the whole world. As the principle of the sum, right? The sum, the parts, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Yisrael's Baraka, the man who sees the true good, the true God, even I and I, the Israel of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari. Israel's Baraka is to be a Baraka, a Baraket, a blessing for all men, for all humanity. Here in particular, the psalmist does more than adopt the priestly formula. So we have an adoption and even an adaptation of the priestly formula. He claims for Yisrael the sacerdotal dignity, the sacerdotal, in other words, that Yisrael, right, as a corporate body with the Moshiach HaMoshiach as the Rosh, right, is the priest, right, the priest for the nations. As we have the Levites and the sons of Aaron, right, the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, according to the pattern, right, amongst the Levites, and then we have the rank and file, Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in the three camps, that Yisrael, amongst all the nations of the world, also claims that sacerdotal dignity, that priestly dignity, even according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews and hereafter the Order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Yisrael is the world's high priest, Kohen Gadol. Yisrael, in relation to the international community, the Goyim, the Ahizab, is the world's Kohen Gadol, Lika Kahinat, high priest. If Yisrael has the light, the illumination of HaElohim's face, the true good, the true God's face, the world cannot remain in darkness and disillumination and ignorance. Yisrael can show that he possesses this light, this illumination by the manner in which he bears himself during the days of business, during the days of business and activity that are ensuing. The Shabbat, HaShabbat, it passes. But if it leave behind it the sense of this truth, this objective reality, then the week's work, then the working days, right, Rastafari, and I say the sabbatical, right, the strong, right, the week's work, it becomes strong. It begins with the assurance of a successful issue, a successful produce, and a product. Here we adapted some of Abraham's, you know, one of the commentators' comments here this year. Now, the traditional association of HaShabbat's fulfillment or the end of the Sabbath with this psalm, the 67th psalm, it supports the usually accepted interpretation of verse 6. Verse 6 in the KJV in the Sefer Tehillim, that'll be verse 7, but you can see the verse in the KJV, verse 6, the traditional interpretation. But another has been proposed, which hopefully will and can be noted in the forwards in the further studies of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Zain Samech Zain. Lam Natsayach Bia Neginot Mizmor Shir. For the leader, the chief musician, upon Neginot, a string instrument, string music, a psalm, a song. Now, in the Hebrew, that would be the Aleph, the first verse, but we know this as a superscription, right? And here, the second verse, the Beit verse, is what we know as the first verse of today's daily psalm. The KJV has, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Elohim yechanenu. Uya barkenu, yaera panayua itanu, selah, 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 selah.
Reggae fire, yeah. Russia, it's time for Israel.
should praise his holy name. Oh, righteous people now, yeah. Yeah. Give his holy name the praise. It's time for Israel to have.
Yebarekeka Yahuwah, we Yishmereka, Yair Yahuwah, Panayo Eleka, we Yehuneka, Yisa Yahuwah, Panayo Eleka, we Yasem Leka Shalom, we Samueta Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, Waani Ebarekem. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye and be gracious to the eye. Jehovah turn his face to the eye and give the eye peace. Give the eye shalom. Yebarekeka Yahuwah, we yishemereka, Yair Yahuwah panayo eleka, we yahuneka, Yisa Yahuwah panayo eleka, we yasem leka shalom. We Samueta Shmi al Bnei Yisrael Waani Ebarekem Yebarekeka Yahuwah. Jehovah bless the eye. We Yishmereka and keep the eye. Yebarekeka Yahuwah. We Yishmereka Yair Yahuwah Panayo Eleka. We Yahuneka. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye. We yahuneka and be gracious to the eye. Yisa Yahuwah panayo eleka. Jehovah turn his face to the eye. We yasem leka shalom and give the eye shalom and give the eye peace. Yeshua shalom. We samu eta shmi bnei Yisrael. Waani ebarekem.
Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Samech Zain. Samech Zain. Here we have the 67th Psalm, Psalm LXVII. Lam Natseyach. Lam Natseyach. Bi Aniginot Mizmor Shir. Mizmor Shir. For the leader, for the chief musician, on string music, on the Neginot. Bi Aniginot. The Bingi note. The Neginot. As we touched on right here, today's daily psalm is universal or universal, non-partial. Universal praise, eyes is of Ha-Elohim. Now we note that this is an Elohim. By and large, this is an Elohim song. Just to note that right here, this is an Elohim song. Right? In other words, with the name Elohim. So thus the connection with the summons to the nations, to those in the international community, to praise, to give praise. And the connection also with Psalm 65, the LXV Psalm in today's daily psalm. Now we touched on a few of those points in the Tehillim, the overall Tehillim. Usually the first Tehillim is like the psalm from the Sefer Tehillim, getting that perspective, that basic ground and the first words and the superscription and the title of the psalm. But here we had the first verse. Right, the first verse, picking up here with the first verse that you have in the KJV, right? See, the first verse in the Hebrew is used as superscription. So here at the bait verse, which in other Bibles would be the first verse, where it says, God, be merciful to us, to I and I, and
Yes, 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 yes. We have to just preempt that there for a moment, because as we heard the audible right there on today's Daily Psalm, going through these seven verses in a little more detail. When it says it's the Elohim song, and therefore this reinforces the proper targum or interpretation that it's a call to all nations. Therefore, the use of the ancient, you could say, Hebraic and Aramaic and even the Canaanitish universal Elohim sense, as we use God so-called today in this Germano-Anglo-American system as a kind of a general name. So the nations were called, not Israel. When Israel's called, Israel's given the name. You know, this is why there's so many different speculations, you know, among Christians and other nations that are not Israel concerning the Tetragrammaton, what is the proper pronunciation. And even when the teaching is given to most, they don't understand because it's a Hebrew, right? It's a Hebrew thing, you know, but to the other nations, it's universal. We have that in other examples, even in examples in later times when the name had become profane among even some Israel, right? We find that earlier Psalms where the name was there in the later Psalms through the regulation of the priests and even through the prophet's words with the more general title of Elohim. Another point about Elohim that we bring out is that Elohim refers to the judge's sense. In the KJV Bibles, especially in like Exodus, where it says, it shall be brought to the judges. If you were to read the Hebrew, it says, shall be brought to the Elohim. Therefore, Psalm 82 sense where it says that I've said ye are gods, all of you are children of the Most High, people begin to speculate that it's about all these other ways that are outside, that are profane to the Hebrew way. No, it's speaking about the judges, the Shoftim of Yisrael. This is very, very understood and known. So I just want to say a couple of words right there on when it says an Elohim song, because the nations are called to praise him. Right, to praise the true good, the true God, the creator, Elohim, within the more general sense of that title. Elohim is not the name, but it is the title and the attribute of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of he who be who he be. El Elohei Yisrael, the true almighty, the true power, almighty power, as one say, quote, God, end quote, of Yisrael. So just to emphasize that, ones might get that, some might get that. Others might not, but hopefully we can expand a little bit more on that. Because we heard the point, we say, Chad, that's another proof right there. This is why when people say Yah based on hallelujah, one has to remember that hallelujah as a phrase in the scripture chiefly appears in the Psalms, exclusively in the Psalms, which were the liturgy or the service of praise of Yisrael. And it comes into the New Testament time. So Yah, yes, is known even to the nations through the ministry of the Nazarenes. But once again, when we get to the YHWH, this is why many of the non, you could say, Hebrews or those who don't have that gift of the Holy Spirit, why they speculate and they struggle over the meaning of it, and there's so much confusion. Because the nations, they was to praise the Elohim of Yisrael. And they were to praise Yah, but the true name was given to Israel. It's a spiritual thing. Remember, the gift of the Holy Spirit was speaking in tongues, particularly for Israel in the different nations to come to a unity of the word and spirit of truth, as we have in the gospel. Isn't that interesting? The gift of the Holy Spirit was for Israelites living under foreign nations to come out of their confusion and to see the truth, even though they were under different linguistics, and this is why the nations under these linguistics have not come to a universal agreement. So as a universal psalm, there was called, as I like saying, all the nations to praise God in that sense, instead of the Jehovah or Yahuwah. Yes, sir.
We'll today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Zane. Here we have the 67th Psalm, Psalm LXVII. Lam Natseyach. Lam Natseyach. Bi an Niginot. Mizmor Ashir. For the leader, for the chief musician, on string music, on the Neginot. Bi an Niginot. The Bingi note. The Neginot. As we touched on right here, today's daily psalm is universal or universal, non-partial, universal praise, Isis of Ha-Elohim. Now, we note that this is an Elohim. By and large, this is an Elohim song. Just to note that right here, this is an Elohim song. Right? In other words, with the name Elohim. So thus the connection with the summons to the nations, to those in the international community, to praise, to give praise. And the connection also with Psalm 65, the LXV Psalm in today's daily psalm. Now we touch on a few of those points in the Tehillim, the overall the Tehillim. Usually the first Tehillim is like the psalm from the Sefer Tehillim, getting that perspective, that basic ground and the first words and the superscription and the title of the psalm. But here we had the first verse. Right, the first verse, picking up here with the first verse that you have in the KJV, right? See, the first verse in the Hebrew is used as superscription. So here at the bait verse, which in other Bibles would be the first verse, where it says, God, be merciful to us, to I and I, and bless I and I, and cause his face to shine upon I and I. Selah, Selah. Some say Selah, but Selah, Selah, Selah. Pause. Elohim, Yechanenu, Yechanenu, we yabarkenu, we yabarkenu, yaera panayo, itanu, selah. Elohim, be gracious to I and I. Elohim, Yechanenu, Elohim, Yechanenu, and bless I and I, we yabarkenu, yaera panayo, itanu. Selah. May he cause his face, panayo, 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 his face to shine towards us. Yair, yair. So here we have the verse is based upon the priestly burake, yeah, kainatu burake, the priestly benediction that we have in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. In place of shine upon, the preposition here is toward. Literally in the Hebrew we have itanu, itanu, with us. Ita, itanu, anu, itanu, anu, with I and I. Itanu, with us. Instead of what we have in Numbers, it is more shine upon, but the preposition here is shine toward. Right? In other words, with I and I. The variation, it gives an impression of closer contact and even communion of men, of humanity, with the luster of that divine light, of his divine majesty, of the divine light, and of yet greater condescension. The condescension, Elohim and Elohim. He bowing the heavens and coming down and visiting his vine and visiting all nations, the condescension, in a sense, the humility, the humbleness of Ha-Elohim, even to take on that tabernacle and his divine majesty. Elohim yehanenu, we yabarkenu, yaer panayu, aitanu, selah, selah. Pause. For what reason? That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all nations. La da'at, la da'at, la da'at. For the da'at, da'at, the da'at, to know, to have that gnosis. La da'at, la da'ata ba'aret, ba'aret, darkeka, 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 that thy direk, derek, derek, thy way, darkeka, that thy way, ka, the I, male way, may be known, ba'aret, ba'aret, la da'ata, ba'aret, darkeka, bekol goyim, yeshuateka, bekol goyim, yeshuateka, thy Yeshua, thy salvation, thy victory, thy salvation among all, the call of Goyim upon all nations and the international community. So here we have these two verses, first two verses. Elohim, be gracious to us and bless I and I. May he cause his face to shine toward or with I and I. Selah, pause. That thy way may be known upon the earthly plane. Thy salvation, Yeshua Teka, the I Yeshua. Thy Yeshua, thy victory, be called La Goyi. That thy way may be known upon the earth. La da'at ba'aret darkeka. La da'ata ba'aret darkeka. Darkeka. An emphatic formulation of the thought which appears in the two preceding psalms. Elohim's gracious dealing with Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true El, will be the means of turning all peoples
turning all peoples toward him. So here in these first two verses, we have the recognition of Elohim through Yisrael, even I and I, of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, the Israel of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari. So here, recognition of the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity through Yisrael, first two verses. Now we have verses 3 to 4. May all humanity acknowledge, act on the knowledge of him. Yoduka, Yoduka, Amin, Elohim. Yoduka, Amin, Kulam, Kulam. Let the peoples give thanks to the I, O Elohim. Yoduka, Yodu, Yodu, Yodu. The Hoda, Hoda, Hodu, Hodu. But here, Yodu, may they thank, stretch forth their hand, Yada, may they thank, acknowledge, Ka, the I, male, Yodu, Ka, Amin, the Amin, the Amin, Amin, the peoples, giving thanks to the I, Elohim, Yodu, Ka, Amin, Kulam, Kulam, all of them, let the peoples give thanks, Yodu, Ka, Yodu, Ka, Yodu, they giving thanks, the Amin, the people, to Ka, to the I, male, Kulam, kulam, kul, 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 hulam, kulam, all of them. May all humanity, nations, and international community acknowledge him. Let the peoples give thanks. Yoduka, Amin. Yoduka, Amin. All the arms, Amin. In recognition of his mercies towards them. Verse 4 right here. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the peoples with equity, and let the nations and lead the nations and lead the international communities upon the earthly plain. Selah, pause. Yismichu, yismichu, yismichu. Let them be samach, samach, glad, happy. Yismichu, yismichu. Let them be glad. We are anu, and sing, rina, rina, and ringing and singing tones. We are anu, rano, lorena, rana, singing tones and shrilling tones. Le'umim, for thou the eye will judge, ki tishpot, for the eye will judge when the eye judge. Kia tishapota, Amin. Mishor, with equity. Ula umim ba'areta tanachem sela. And lead tanachem, and lead the nations. The umim ba'aret, upon the earthly plain, selah, pours. The word judge, we have right here, KJV says, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations. So the leading, in the leading sense, is the governing sense, as translated here in the KJV, and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Here, Psalm 67, verse 4, the Selah pours. What do we have here? Rule over them, which means, in effect, to reign, and the reign of righteousness, of the Tzedek, righteousness, the Tzedek, in which they will enjoy shalom, peace, and happiness. The judging. It says to judge them. Alright, so we have to recognize the context. Lead the nations, govern the nations. The verb is used of Elohim guiding Yisrael. So the context of governing that we have in the KJV 67 and 4, the psalm right here, and govern the nation upon the earth, Selah pours. Lead the nations. Lead the nation. Tanachem. Ulomim ba'areta tanachem. Tanachem, lead, govern them. Tanachem, lead, govern them. The verb is used of Jah guiding Yisrael through the Midbar to the land of promise, of hope, of expectation. We have this as well in Psalm 78. We have Psalm 78 round about verse 14. The same guidance, Jah guide, guidance and protection, guidance is at the disposal of all peoples. All peoples can have that same guidance if, like Yisrael, they accept him as their Elohim, their true good, true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity of his divine majesty. So here we have a Selah, pause. Verses 5 to 7 here, what is the effect the effect of allegiance to Elohim, the true good, the true God, as you mentioned. This is an Elohim song. The nations, international communities exhorted to build them up, to praise, to give eyes is to Elohim. Eyes is to Elohim. Ha'ilahim. Yes, I. So we have the effect of the allegiance to Elohim. So here, picking up right here with verses, we have verses 5, 6, 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee, I. Eyes is the I. Make the people eyes as the I, O Elohim. Make all the people eyes as the I. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and Elohim, even I and I own Elohim, Ha'ilahim, shall bless I and I. And Elohim shall bless I and I, and all the ends of the earth shall fear, shall reverence, shall respect him. So here we have these verses here. Let's pick up right here. Just going through today's daily psalm right here. Verse 5 here is the refrain to this psalm, this azmach. Here we have, Yoduka Amin Elohim. Yoduka Amin Kulam. Yoduka Amin Elohim. Yoduka Amin Kulam. Make all peoples give thanks. Yoduka to the Ka, to the I, Elohim. Make all the peoples give thanks. Stretching forth their hand, praise is the service. Yoduka, Amin, Kulam, Kulam, Kulam. Very important word, Kulam. And so the better translation would be, make all the peoples, or let all the peoples, let the peoples give thanks to the I, Kulam, all of them. A repetition of verse 3, but possibly with a change of meaning. If the verse is a refrain, like the chorus line to the psalm, it should more appropriately be connected with the previous section. But the introduction of the Selah pause, it suggests that a new paragraph begins here. Accordingly, it is better to render, instead of a hope, may the peoples give thanks, the confident assurance, the peoples shall give thanks. They will give thanks. Yoduka Amin Elohim. Yoduka Amin Kulam. Confident assurance, the peoples shall give thanks. Here the sixth verse, the earth shall lead, shall yield. The earth, she shall yield her increase. Aretz natana, natanaha, natana yebulaha, 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 bula, yebulaha will yield her increase. Yebarkenu Elohim, Eloheinu, may Elohim, even I and I, Elohim, Eloheinu, yebarkenu, bless I and I and I. The earth shall yield her increase. Aretz natana yebulaha, yebulaha, her increase. The fruitful harvest is considered to be his baraka, his blessing, his barakat, and the sign of his favor. Such an interpretation, some rejected. One M. Lazarus rejected it in something called the Ethics of Judaism, on the ground that a literal interpretation of verse 7, of course, this is in the Hebrew, in your Bibles, the verse 6, KJV, is not in keeping with what goes before. How could the poet descend so abruptly from the heights of world ideas to cornfields and vineyards and vineyards? And how tame the prospect that if or because Elohim gives food to Ha'am, to the people, all the ends of the earth will adore him? On these grounds, he explains that Yebula, at the end of this exquisite psalm, does not mean vegetation, but figuratively it means product. It means product. That all nations, international community, praise God, Isis Ha'Elohim, for his moral government. All the nations praise his divine majesty for his moral government, the moral theocracy of his divine majesty, his moral government of the world. This is the highest product, produce, of the whole and entire life and liberty on the earthly plane. Elohim, bless us. Bless I and I and I and I and I and I. Yebarkenu Elohim. And if he blesses us, I and I and I, all the ends of the earth will fear, will reverence, will respect him. Respect H-I-M, his divine majesty, Karmawi, Karmawi Hana Selassie. Then, the uplifting consciousness of the divine government, or the moral order of the world, will spread to the uttermost limits, even to the outer limits.
in support of this reading of the text, he quotes here Psalm 85, round about verse 12. Truth, the objective reality, springeth out of the earth, out of the earthly plane. Where the metaphor of growth from the soil is used in connection with a moral idea. And here we have the seventh verse right here, Yebarkenu Elohim. And let all the ends, and may all the ends of the earth, of the earthly plane, call afase aret, fear, reverence, respect him. The verse is understood in the RV, Revised Version, and most moderns as a declaration of faith. And some say it's not as a petition as we have in verse 5, but it's a beautiful, beautiful verse indeed. And Hosea, repeat, Yibarken Elohim. May Elohim bless I and I, and may all the ends of the earth, of the earthly plane, respect him.
Samech Zain, Mizmor Samech Zain, Lamnat Triach B Niginot, Mizmor Shir, Elohim, Yehanin, We Barke, Yaer Panayo Aitano, Sela. Mizmor Samech Zain, Mizmor Samech Zain, Lamnat Triach B Niginot, Mizmor Shir, Elohim, Yehanin, We Barke, Yaer Panayo Aitano, Sela. Lata Ata Baaretza, Darkeka, Bekol Goyim, Yeshuateka. Yoduka Amin, Elohim Yoduka Amin, Kulam. Yisnechu v'yaranu le'umim ki tishpot ha'onim mishor ulaumim ba'aretz tanchem sela yoduka amin Elohim yoduka amin kulam aretz natna yebulaha yebarkenu Elohim Elohim, Yibarkenu Elohim, We Reua Oto, Kol Ase Aret.
מזמור סמך זין, למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו, יאר פניו איתנו סלע. מזמור סמך זין, למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו, יאר פניו איתנו סלע. לדעת בארץ דרכך, בכל גויים ישועתך. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ישמחו וירננו לאומים, כי תשפוט עמים מישור, ולאומים בארץ תנחם צלע. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ארץ נתנה יבולה, יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו, יברכנו אלוהים, ויראו אותו כל אפסי ארץ. מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him.
למנצח בנגינות, מזמור שיר, אלוהים יחוננו יברכנו, מאיר פניו יתנו צלע, נדעת בארץ דרכך, לכל גויים ישועתך, דוך עמים אלוהים, ודוך עמים כולם, תשמח וירננו לאומים, כי תשפוט עמים מישור, לאומים, בארץ תנחם צלע, דוך עמים אלוהים, ודוך עמים כולם, ארץ נתנה יבולה, יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו, יברכנו אלוהים, ויראו אותו כל אפסי הארץ.
Yes, 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 from one song. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 67 here, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here for this Torah reading and feeding, the 53rd sabbatical, known as Ha'azinu, give ear, Song of Moshe, right here, 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 and also for this Shabbat, Shuba, Sabbath of the Return, Sabbath of Repentance. We have the reading from the Haftarah. We have the Song of David, a Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving right here. Here, the Shabbat before the Yom HaKippurim here in the season. You know, from, we could say, generally speaking, the Sunday to the Monday. You know, right here, 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 a 20, some say a 25-hour, some fast, some choose to fast. What's interesting is that the Torah says to afflict the soul. So from the ancient days, the reasoning was that, you know, food is so important and how we use food. Food makes us happy. Food kind of distracts us a little bit from the spiritual things. Therefore, fasting was one of the ways recommended, right, in order to, quote, afflict her, to afflict the soul. But here, let's begin off right here with the Ha'azinu here from the After the Shabbat podcast. Looking forward to the first day podcast, a.k.a. the Sunday podcast at the top of the hour around 1 a.m., say roughly about 90 or so minutes from now. But here, this Torah reading and feeding, let's touch on a couple of the first words.
Shem Ha'av, Ha'bein, Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this for this sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Give ear, ye heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender grass, and as the showers upon the herb. For I will proclaim the name of Yod-Heh-Weh-Yah-Weh. Ascribe your greatness to our Elohim.
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 Ki Shem Yahuwah Ekra Habu Godel Elohenu. Ki Shem Yahuwah Ekra Habu Godel Elohenu. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God, an El of faithfulness, without iniquity, just and right is He. Hazor Tamim Pa Elo Ki Kol Derakayo Mishpot El Muna We Ein Awel Tzadik We Yasharhu Tzadik Yasharhu. Is corruption his? No. His children's is the blemish. A generation crooked and perverse. Shicheta lau lau banayo mumam. Dora ikesh u se.
Yes, and a Gemara Chatuma Tova. May one and one be sealed for good sealing. Hear what is said in this time. Gemara Tov, a good sealing, name sealed in the book of life, the Sefer HaChayim. We say Gemara Chatuma Tova here with this Shabbat, Shabbat Shuva, Sabbath of return, Sabbath of Teshuva, of repentance, of changing, making that change from the stray way, doing that proverbial 180 from the stray way to Yah, way, truth, and life. Here, a couple of first words here. This song. Is this the song of Moses here, written and spoken of in Revelation, the Chazon Yohanan, the vision of John? Right here, we have this song, the Ha'azinu. That right there was the first couple of opening verses. It's a little full and a little bit of a targa to explain why this song right here is so important. And here, as a Ha'azinu precedes the Yom HaKippurim, Shema Yisrael.
Ah, Liyawa Tigmeluzot, Aman Nabala Wulo Hatam,
Hatam, Hatam, Hatam.
Ah, Liyawa Tigmeluzot, Aman Nabala Wulo Hatam. Halo Hu, Abika, Kaneha, Hu, Asuka, Waya Kone Nekta. Do your thus like this requite the Yahweh he will be oh foolish people and unwise. Ha la Yahua Tigamuluzot Om Nabala Ulohatam. Is not he thy father that hath begotten that have gotten thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Halohu Abika Aneka, who Asika, why Akoninneka? First Aliyah, heavens, earth. Moshe called heaven and earth to witness his last exhortation, because they are eternal. Haazinu Hashemayim we wadabera we tishma'a haaretza imrefi. As the rain, as the dew, HaTorah, inshallah, the instruction, direction, and teaching is life to Yisrael, the man who sees El, the true good, the true God, as rain is to the world. But whereas rain is troublesome to wayfarers and others, Moshe, he has as the dew, which is acceptable to all, just as rain and dew do not fall in their effect of fertilizing the soil. So praise Moshe, may his words find receptive minds, hearts and minds among Yisrael. Ya'irof ka amatara likachi tizal katala imrati kisa rima ele deshe wikiyaribibim. The small rain strengthens the herbage and helps their growth. Similarly, HaTorah, Jalor, instruction, direction, the teaching, strengthens them who study it. For I will proclaim the name of Yahweh, Ki Shem Yahuwah Ekra. Habu Godella Lelohenu, ascribe, give your greatness, Habu Godella Lelohenu, to our Elohim. I will proclaim Ekra when I mention the name of Adonai. Do y'all bless it? Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom. The benediction. Ascribe y'all, as addressed to Hashemayim and Haaret, to heavens and the earth, in Psalm XIX and 1 in the KJV, around about verse 2 in the Sefer Tehillim. Ascribe y'all, Habu, give, Habu, Godel, Le Eloheinu, to I, Elohim. Hatzor, the rock, Hatzor Tamim, Pa'elo, the rock, his work is perfect, his work is complete, Tamim, Pa'elo, his work is perfect, Ki, Kola Derakayo, Mishpat, for all his ways, Kola Derakayo, all his ways, Mishpat, judgment, justice, judgment, El Muna, we ain't awel, A-A-L, the El, El, the good, the true God, the true good of faithfulness, the El Muna, the El, the good of the faith, the God of the faith, of faithfulness, El Muna, we ain't awel, without iniquity, we ain't awel, we ain't avel. Tzadik, with Yashar, who just and right is he who be who he be. He be Hatzor, the rock. Elohim is unalterable in his relations with man, humanity, as a rock. His way is perfect. Tamim pa'ilo. His way is perfect as against man's work, which is of necessity imperfect. Elohim's work alone is perfect. All his ways are justice, are judgment. El Munna, the El of faithfulness of the faith. He is faithful, always faithful, always sure. He is faithful to give the reward to the righteous in the hereafter and the here now. If they do not receive it here now, they will get it hereafter. Keep Jah faith, Jah way, truth, and life. He will faithfully fulfill his yea and amen, his promise to the patriarchs, the righteous fathers, the righteous patriarchs concerning their descendants, concerning their children, with ein avel, without iniquity. Even the righteous and the wicked receive his reward for any good acts performed by them. He is without iniquity, so even the ratchet and the unrighteous receive his reward for any good acts performed by them. Sadiq with Yashar, who? Sadiq, just with Yashar, and right and upright, who? He, just in his merciful acts and right and upright, with Yashar, who? Right be he in meeting out punishment and meeting out rewards, even to the ratchet or the wicked, if any good acts be performed even by them. Shechaita lau lau manayom umam dora ikesh uf ufataltol. Is corruption his? No, his children's is the blemish. A generation crooked and perverse. Oh, foolish people, unwise, do y'all requite the Yahweh? Ha! Le Yahweh tigam luzot. Like this, do y'all requite he who be who he be? Om nabala willo hakam. Oh, foolish people and unwise. Om naval willo hakam. Unwise. Unwise. The word Nabal. Om Nabal. Om Naval. Om Nabal. Nabal. Denote the person who repays his benefactor with evil. Those who do you good, what do you return to them? Evil? Well, then you are Nabal. Nabal, the foolish. Oh, foolish people. Om Nabal. People foolish. Foolish people. Nabal, the fool, is the one type of person who repays his benefactor with evil, biting the hand that feeds you. In breaking Jah's law, Yisrael acted ungratefully. In breaking Jah's law, the careless Ethiopians acted ungratefully, forgetting all the wonderful deeds which Hashem had performed for them. They also proved to be unwise. Wilo Hatam, not Hatam. Wilo Lo Hatam. No, not wise. Unwise. Because they did not realize that it was not Hashem who would suffer, but they who would suffer. It was not Adamawi, Haile Selassie that would suffer, but the careless Ethiopians would suffer in consequence to their uckery, to their sin, to their lack. Is he not thy father? Halohu Abika Aneka. Is he not thy father? Halohu Abika. Is he not the eye's father? This is stated because they had said that they were not his children. Have he not gotten thee? Have he not gotten thee? Kaneka. By delivering them from the Egyptian slavery and bondage.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, as a rhema, right now, tune here, Sister Sojourner.
with on the Psalm 37 rhythm. Understand. Get a good standing. Understand this psalm right here.
Why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery, based on jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis, make me track back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, would I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem, Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and harlotry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They from the nearest I ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? Go on your knees and ask the Most High, if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai who is blessed now and forever and forever. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah. Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, 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 Yeshua, I, 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 Yeshua, HaMoshiach, I, Shia, 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 glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi, yes. Yes, I Rastafari, so Rastafari, so Rastafari, so Rastafari, so Rastafari, so Rastafari, so
Jai thy night light, 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 read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you not read up your Bible.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jam!
Rastafari.
Jam!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom, Chavarim. Hebrew Book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of the Sefer Devarim, 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 Devarim. The book, the cipher of the words,
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 of the words.
Devarim, Devarim. Fifth book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32. For this 53rd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding an eye and I, annual Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Ha'azinu. Give ear,
give ear,
give ear,
give ear,
give ear,
give ear, give ear.
Picking up with chapter 32, the song of Moses. Ha'azinu, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, the name of Egziah Beher, the Sustainer, the Good Father. Ascribe ye greatness to Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim. Hatzor, he is the rock. Hatzor, his work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. El Emunah, the El, the good, the God of truth, a God of faithfulness, a God of the true faith and without iniquity. Just and right is he, is he, is he, is he, is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you all thus requite the Yahweh? O foolish people and unwise, is not he thy father that hath begotten thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will shew thee, I, thy elders, and they will tell thee, I. When Elyon, the Most High, divided to the nations, the Goyim, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the Bnei Israel, according to the number of the sons of Israel, according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Yahweh's portion is Amo, his Bu, his people. Yaakov, Jacob, is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple, he shone the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim, no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of keen and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock, Hatzor, the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to zealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrifice to devils, not to Elohim, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not, whom your patriarchs respected not, of the rock Hatzor that begot thee, I. Thou art unmindful and hast forgotten Elohim, the true good, the true God that formed thee, I. And when the Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me. They have moved I to jealousy, to zealousy, with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me, provoked I to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn to the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction, bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust.
the sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men, from among humanity. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries would behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Yahweh, he who be we be, have not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Yahweh had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asp. Is not this laid up in store with me, with I, and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. For he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drink the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever, forever. If I wet my glittering sword and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me and reward them that hate I. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, O ye goyim, with his people, with Amo, his Bu, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful to his land and to Amo, to his Bu, to his people. And Moshe came and spake all the Debarim, the words of this song, in the ears of Ha'am, the people, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. The exhortation, verse 45. And Moshe made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts to all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye, y'all, shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law, all the words of this Torah. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing, through this thing, through this thing, ye, y'all, shall prolong your days in the land whitherwayah y'all go over Jordan to possess it. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe that selfsame day, Lamor, saying, get thee up into this mountain, Abarim, to the mount
Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, behold the land of Canaan, which I give to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, for a possession. And die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered to thy people, as Aharon Achikah, Aaron thy brother, died in Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because ye, y'all, trespass against me, against I, among the Bnei Yisrael, among the children, the sons of Israel, at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. Because ye, y'all, sanctified I not in the midst of the Bnei Yisrael, because y'all set I not apart, sanctified, made I holy in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither, to the land which I give the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel,
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 Israel, Israel, Israel.
Kabur lekalu, kabur dimsu, kabur lechaylu. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to power. Kabur leabinu, lemelkenu, lekermawi. Chayil salasi b'shem Yeshua ha Moshiach. The baraka, the blessing after reading ha Torah. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, asher natan lanu, Torah emet, v'chaye olam nata betocheinu. Baruch ata Adonai, noten ha'Torah. Bless art thee, I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, sovereign king of the universe, universal king, universal king, who has given I and I, given us a Torah, instruction, direction of truth, Torah emet, implanting within us, within I and I, eternal life. Blessed are the I, O Adonai, who gives Ha Torah,
Torah,
Torah, Torah, Torah, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten ha-Torah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important, important,
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim v'ratzach b'debreihim ha'ne'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai ha'bocher b'torach u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo ubenebiei haemet watzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 51. Besa ma'aba wawa let me fasa kadus ahadu amlak. And David spake to Yahweh Puruku the words of this song in the day that Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Shaul. And he said, Yahweh Puruku is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the Elohim of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised, Buruku. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of wicked men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon Yahweh, Buruku, and cried to my Elohim, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire issat out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. Yahweh Buruku thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. In the channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered. At the rebuke of Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but Yahweh was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighteth in me. Yahweh Buruku rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands have he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me. As for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore Yahweh have recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my Elohim have I leaped over a wall. As for El, his way is perfect, the word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is El save Yahweh, Buruku? And who is a rock save our Elohim? El is my strength and power, Chayil, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hen's feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness have made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. Yea, they are all fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I may destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to Yahweh Buruku, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be the head, the ras of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves to me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Yahweh liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the Elohim of the rock of my salvation. El, who avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to thee, O Yahweh Buruku, among the heathen, and I will sing praises to thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye?
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaChadash. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaChadash. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the Universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 53, Ha Azinu. Give ear. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 14, through chapter 11, verse 12. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habin, with Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans, chapter 10. Verse 14, Yod Dalet. Verse 15, Tau Wow. Oata, Aik, Yikorau, El Asher, Lo, He Eminu Bo. Ve'aik yaminu b'mi shelo shemau et shemau. Ve'aik yishmau le'ain magid.
ואייק יגידו כי אם שלוטים ככתוב מה נעו רגלי מבשר שלום מבשר טוב How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Yahweh, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold, and saith, I was found of them that saw me not. I was made manifest to them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, All day long I have stretched forth my hands to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Chapter 11 But spiritual Israel is finding salvation. I say then, has Elohim cast away his people? Elohim forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Elohim has not cast away his people that he foreknew. Know ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah? How he maketh intercession to Elohim against Israel, saying, Yahweh, they have killed thy prophets, and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of Elohim to him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant, according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. National Israel is judicially blinded. But what then? Israel has not obtained that he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, Elohim has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, to this day. And David saith, Let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Elohim forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? The Gentiles warned. For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them that are my flesh, and might save some of them. Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Lajimtu, Kabor Lakhailu, Kabor Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King,
the first power of the Trinity in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1-22. Abba da da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a aleph ba beit ga gimel da dalet ha hey wa wow za zain cha chet ta tet ya yod ka kaf la lamed ma bein na nun sa samech a ein pa pe sa sadai A kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau. Aba gada ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa sa, ka ra sha ta, 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 ta.
So here, the song, that song of Moses. Let's hear the fuller flow right here in the Hebrew. You know, let's pick up on the words we can, but let's learn the biblical Hebrew here.
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Parashat Ha'azinu, Sefer Devarim, Perek Lamed Bet.
Ha'azinu ha'shamayim v'adabbera, v'tishma ha'aretz imrefi. Ya'arof kam matar likhi, tizal katal imrati. Kish'irim ale deshe, v'chirvivim ale esu. Kishem Adonai ekra, avu godel l'elohenu. Atzur tamim po'olo, כי כל דרכיו משפט, אל אמונה ואין עוון, צדיק וישר הוא. שיחת לו, לא בניו מומם, דור עיקש ופטלטול. על אדוני תגמלו זאת, עם נבל ולא חכם, על הוא אביך קניך, הוא עשיך ויכונניך. זכור ימות עולם, בינו שנות דור ודור, שאל אביך ויגדך, זקניך ויאמרו לך והנחל עליון גויים והפריטו בני אדם יצב גבולות עמים למספר בני ישראל כי חלק אדוני עמו יעקב חבל נחלתו ימצאהו בארץ מדבר ובתוהו ילל ישימון יסובבנהו יבוננהו יצרנהו כאישון עינו כנשר יעיר כנו על גוזליו ירחף, יפרוס כנפיו יקחהו, יישאהו על עברתו. אדוני בדד ינחנו, ואין עמו אל נחר. ירכיבהו על בומותי ארץ, ויוכל תנובות שדי, וינקהו דבש מסלע, ושמן מחלמיש צור. חמאת בקר וחלב צון, עם חלב קרים ואלים בני בשן ועתודים, עם חלב כליות חיטה ודם עיניו תשתה חמר. וישמן ישורון ויבעת, שמנת עבית כסית. ויתוש אלוה עשהו, וינבל צור ישועתו. יקניאוהו בזרים, בתועבות יחרישוהו. יזבחו לשדים, לא אלוה, אלוהים לא ידעום. חדשים מקרוב באו, לא שערום אבותיכם. צור ילדך תשי, ותשפח אל מחולליך. וירא אדוני וינאץ מכעס בניו ובנותיו. ויאמר, אסתיר אפני מהם, אראה מה אחריתם. כי דור תהפוכות המה, בנים לא אמון בם. הם כנאוני בלא אל, כי עשוני בהבליהם. ואני אקניהם בלא עם, בגוי נבל אכחיסם. כי אש קדחה ואפי, ותקד עד שאול תחתית. ותאכל ארץ ביבולה, ותלהט מוסדי הרים. אספה עליהם הוראות, חיצי אכל לבם. מזרעיו ולחומי רשף, וכתב מרירי, ושן בהמות אשלח בם, עם חמת זוחלי עפר. מחוץ תשקל חרב, ומחדרים אימה, גם בחור גם בתולה, יונק עם איש סבא. אמרתי, אף הם אשבית מאנוש זכרם, לולי כעס אויב אגור, בן ינקרו צרמו, בן יאמרו, ידנו רמה, ולא אדוני פעל כל זאת. כי גוי עובד עצות המה, ואין בהם תבונה, לו חכמו ישכילו זאת, יבינו לאחריתם. איך ירדוף אחד אלף, ושניים יניסו רבבה, אם לא כי צורם מחרם, ואדוני הסגירם. כי לא חצורנו צורם, ואויבינו פלילים, כי מגפן סדום גפנם, ומשדמות עמורה, ענבמו עינבי ראש, אשקלות מרורות למו. חמת תנינים ינם, וראש פתנים אכזר, הלא הוא כמוס עמדי, חתום באוצרותיי. לי נקם ושילם, לעת תמות רגלם, כי קרוב יום אדם, וחש עתידות למו. כי ידין אדוני עמו, ועל עבדיו יתנחם, כי יראה כי אוזלת יד, ואפס עצור ועזור. ואמר, אה אלוהמו, צור חסי ובו. אשר חלב זבחם או יאכלו, ישתו ין נסיכם, יקומו ויעזרוכם, יהי עליכם סתרה. ראו עתה, כי אני אני הוא ואין אלוהים עמדי, אני אמית ואחיה, מחצתי ואני ארפה, ואין מידי מציל. כי אשא אל שמיים ידי ואמרתי, חי אנוכי לעולם. אם שנותי ברק חרבי, ותוחז במשפט ידי, אשיב נקם לצרי, ולמסנאי אשלם. אשתיר חיצי מדם, וחרבי תאכל בשר, מדם חלל ושביה, מראש פרעות אויב. הרנינו גויים עמו, כי דם עבדיו ייקום, ונקם ישיב לצריו, וחיפר אדמתו עמו. ויבוא משה וידבר את כל דברי השירה הזאת באוזני העם, הוא והושע בן נון. ויחל משה לדבר את כל הדברים האלה אל כל ישראל. ויאמר עליהם, שימו לבבכם לכל הדברים אשר אנוכי מעיד בכם היום, אשר תצבום את ביניכם לשמור לעשות את כל דברי התורה הזאת. כי לא דבר רק הוא מכם, כי הוא חייכם, ובדבר הזה תאריכו ימים על האדמה, אשר אתם עוברים את הירדן, שמה לרשתה. וידבר אדוני אל משה בעצם היום הזה למור עלה אל הר העברים הזה הר נבו אשר בארץ מואב אשר על פני ירחו וראה את ארץ כנען אשר אני נותן לבני ישראל לאחוזה ומוץ בהר אשר אתה עולה שמה והאסף אל עמך ואשר מת אהרון אחיך בהור ההר ויאסף אל עמיו על אשר מעלתם בי בתוך בני ישראל במה מריבת קדש מתברצים על אשר לא קידשתם אותי בתוך בני ישראל כי מנגד תראה את הארץ ושמה לא תבוא אל הארץ אשר אני נותן לבני ישראל
Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, Take this book of the law, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord. And how much more after my death? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death, ye will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Chapter 32. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh and beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, Our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000, and 2 put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter, their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me, and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people, and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, Where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven, and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword, and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. That with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said unto them, Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. And the Lord spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, Get thee up into this mountain Abarim, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. And die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people. Because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give the children of Israel. Chapter 33. And this is the blessing.
Yes, yes, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and the Shavuot Tov. And here we're still in the Shabbat Shuva, the Sabbath of Return. Right there, that was Hugh Mundell. Yah bless and rest his soul in grace, rise in glory, with the blessings of Farai Dub. And then we just had the first part of the last, this is the next to last Torah reading and feeding with Zot Ha Baraka. But right here, for the Ha'azino, literally in the Hebrew, biblical Hebrew, means to give ear, to broaden the ear, give ear, an expression that has the meaning of like, listen to this, O heavens, Ha'azino. It is also the name of the 53rd Parsha Torah reading and feeding here in the Shemesta, and the second to last reading of HaTorah here in the fifth book of Moshe. It's called Deuteronomy, or Hebraically Devarim, the words. It is the first word, the Ha'azinu is the first word of the song of Moshe, the song of Moses, that begins with the words, give ear, Ha'azinu, O heavens, Shemaim, and make I speak, wa adabera, and make I speak. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1. Now, Rab Yehuda, Judah said, the day when rain falls is as great as the day when HaTorah, Yah's direction instructions, was given. As it is said, even in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, make my teaching drop as the rain. When Moshe said teaching, likhi, he meant HaTorah, Yah's direction instruction. As it is said also of the Torah in Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, the parables of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2, for I give you sound teaching, healthy teaching. Do not abandon Torotai, my Torah. Don't abandon my Torah, my direction, instruction. So here, about to ride up with the first day service, and at the eve of the first day coming forward, what's called Sunday, here in the season, begins the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement's time here in this season. But here in sealing up, right, and sealing up the Shabbat here on the After Shabbat podcast and beginning that first day assembly, you know, right here, hallelujah. Sabbath seal Psalm is 144. Take note of that theme of Hatzor, the rock, right here.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Yes, Kabbalim. I had said to take note of the rock there, but actually in the translation it says that blessed be Jehovah, my strength, for the Hebrew, Baruch, Yahuwah, Suri. Going to pick up on that right here. Shavua Tov, Gemar Chatuma Tova. May you be sealed for good sealing in the book of life here. First day service beginning in less than 5. Tune in. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Lehitarot.